It's time for the Coach's Corner, and we are talking with the head coach of the Caney Valley Bullpups, Coach Chris Davis. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Well, Coach, your team picked up their third consecutive win on Friday night, a big win against the Erie Red Devils by a score of 36-14. Can you just talk a little bit about that performance, about that game?
Well, going into that game, I felt like Erie was a very dangerous team. I mean, they kind of had a dual threat quarterback and a kid that could beat you with his arm or he could beat you with his legs. And, you know, we made some changes defensively and put a little more speed on the defensive ends this last week and to try and keep him inside the pocket. And I thought it worked out really well for us, and we limited them to rushing to 55 yards, and I thought that we kept the passing game in check, and, you know, I thought we just played pretty well defensively.
And, you guys look great defensively, and overall, pretty good game. One thing we were noticing is, though, there seemed to be a lot of penalties called on Friday night on both sides. Was that just some mental mistakes, or is it something that can be easily fixed?
Well, I mean, you know, we always pride ourselves on having discipline. And, you know, some of those penalties that we got were, you know, they're accidental. I understand that, you know, you get face mask and horse collar. But, you know, we shouldn't be tackling around the head and shoulders anyway. And so it's something that we've got to work on this week and making sure that we're getting down in defensive position and making plays where we should be and not trying, you know, being out of football position and putting ourselves in a bad position.
And I know I've heard some coaches, and I've heard it this way, it's like you don't want to pick up penalties, but you can't fault too much for effort penalties as opposed to penalties like false start or offsides, correct?
Yeah, and you know, I think we had like 85 yards in penalties this last week, and three or four of them were because of the horse collar or face mask. We've just got to clean it up.
And just a couple of the guys this week, obviously, Deron Davis had a great game, so did Breck Williams. But I tell you what, you had a couple of 100-yard rushers as Baylor Thornton and Tanner Rose both had an incredible game.
Well, yeah, Baylor's been Mr. Consistency for us on the rushing game. And, you know, Tanner just starting to catch his stride because he didn't get a play in the first game, but you know, he's starting to get his legs under him. You know, the good thing that I can say about our offense is that, you know, there's not one person you can key on. And because we're capable of three guys putting up big numbers at any time. So, you know, it's good to have that kind of balance as a coach and that kind of luxury. So, you know, I'm pleased to see that. And because we've got to continue to keep getting better. Again, our offensive line play was good. I think we had 300-plus yards in rushing. So, you know, I give a lot of that credit to my assistant coaches and Coach Jeff Wyrick and Coach Zach Ellison. And you know, I've always said a head coach is only as good as his assistants. And, you know, along with Tell Wyrick and Nick DePuy, who coaches my running backs, linebackers, tail coaches, our defensive ends, and tight ends. You know, those guys do a fantastic job of preparing our kids each week to get them ready to play on Friday night. So, you know, a lot of that credit goes to those guys getting them ready. But the offensive line, I thought, you know, we only had one returning guy up front. And I think we talked early in the year about having some growing pains up front. And, you know, they're starting to hit their stride a little bit. We still got a long ways to go. So the good thing I can say is I'm seeing improvement each week. And that's, as a coach, that's what you want to see.
And that's right. That offensive line opened up, as you were saying, over 300 yards. Our unofficial numbers was 354 on the ground. And, again, that's a testament to the running backs, but that's also a testament to that offensive line being able to open up holes and open up spaces for the running backs to run in.
Oh, it's been big for us, you know. The other part of that equation is, you know, our passing game is getting better every week. Dron's doing a good job of checking down to receivers. We still need to continue to work on our pass blocking a little bit more. We're still getting caught sometimes, stunts, not picking some linebackers up. But again, Dron was 3 of 6 last week for 35 or 36 yards, mm-hmm. I think it was. So, you know, he's checking down. We don't have to throw the deep ball. I'm happy to see he's going through his progression. Again, we've just got to give him time.
And, Coach, your opponent this week is the Cherryvale Chargers, a little cross-county rivalry. And, of course, their head coach, you're pretty familiar with him, I would think.
Oh, Travis was a great kid. You know, he was in our program back in years past and played, you know, some tight end and ran a little bit of quarterback for us and also played D-back for us. So, you know, they'll probably have a good idea of what we've done because I haven't changed a lot through the years. But, you know, he's a fine young man. He's going to do Cherryvale a great job.
Absolutely. They are just 1-2 on the year. But again, if you've seen, you know, their games, they've been pretty close games all the way around. So he's definitely going to get that Cherryvale program going for sure. Well, Coach, I appreciate you spending just a few minutes with us. And again, good luck on your game this week against the Cherryvale Chargers.
All right. Thank you very much.